There are little signs of receding. Instead, hunger seems to be on the ascendancy. Estimates by this organization show that more than 850 million people in the world still live in a state of serious and permanent undernourishment. Sub-Saharan Africa alone has 206 million people. This is almost a quarter of the continent's population. At the same time, nearly 40,000 children die every day throughout the world due to malnutrition and related diseases. These are the people who are being denied the right to food. These are the very people who are the subject of this year's World Food Day. Mr. Director General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, these figures are not sobering at all. They reflect both the seriousness and the enormity of the challenge that still lies ahead of us in meeting the objectives of the MDGs and the decision of the 1996 World Food Summit. They reflect the extent of the challenge of ensuring the right to food to all the people on this continent. But this world is a place of great contradictions and surprises. As hundreds of millions of people in Africa and the developing world live in conditions of undernourishment, evidence shows that there is plenty of food in the world. For instance, this year alone, total cereal production is estimated to reach 2,114 million tons. While total cereal demand is estimated to be around 1,007 million tons. This is less than half of the cereal production. Ideally, no one should starve or die of hunger in the world we live in. Strangely and sadly enough, they do. This is not fair. This is not right. What is required of us is for men to tap these resources and use them for agriculture. Currently, the proportion of irrigated agriculture in Africa is very minimal. The Green Revolution in Africa should give serious attention to the increase of irrigated agriculture in the continent. Secondly, the African Green Revolution should increase the application of science and technology in agriculture. Despite efforts made in all countries since independence towards improvement of Africa's agriculture remains relatively backward. There isn't serious application of science and technology. In many places, our agriculture is still the traditional agriculture we have known over the many years. The hand hoe is still the dominant tool for cultivation. Some have moved a step forward with the use of the oxen plow, but this is not modern technology. The oxen plow existed perhaps before the birth of Jesus Christ. There is still little use of mechanization in the continent. There aren't many tractors in Africa. Human sweat and toil is the dominant energy used in agricultural production. It follows, therefore, that farmers in the continent will remain smallholder with attendant problems of low production associated with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the challenge before us is about how to enable African farmer mechanize his agriculture, have access to and use modern farm implements. He cannot continue to use the hand hoe and the oxen plow deep into the 21st century.